Welcome back, or good afternoon, or good morning, or good night, or whenever you're listening. What's up? I am Jim Rome. The program is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I have provided some seamless interview experiences. We had three really good ones. Thomas Davis is a member of the LA Chargers. We had him on in hour number one. Former Air Force linebacker Ryan Watson completed 2 years of active duty, and now he's got a shot to play in the NFL. He's got an invite to the Lions camp. Thought that went great. Latavius Murray always shows up in a big way and did so once again. And now we're on to hour number three. It's going to be a good hour. Open phone hour, week that was hour, ATP hour, stoner Christmas Eve hour, all of that to get done. I mentioned earlier, too, that there was a former Smackoff champ who was on hold and that I would get there. This tweet is from Dan in Denver. He tweets, if the Smackoff champ on hold is Silk, that doesn't count. I'm not saying who it is. That's part of the tease. But if, in fact, it is Silk, it does count. Unless it's the fake Silk, and then it doesn't count. Smackoff winner's a Smackoff winner. You can't take it from him.
Brah.
He won. Nobody can take that from him. It's like my guest this week for the Jim Rome podcast, Ep 77, Trent Dilfer. He's a Super Bowl winner. Nobody can take that from Trent Dilfer. If it is Silk on hold, and I'm not saying it is, he's a Smackoff winner. You cannot take that from him. Dan, you of all people, Dan, especially you, Dan. Nobody can take that from Silk, and especially you, Dan. All right, so today is a big day. Not as big a day as tomorrow is, but today is a big day for many. Hey, Hawk, wake your ass up. You gotta love, like, I do an entire program and I'm looking through the glass at the guys to see if they're paying attention, and Hawk's glossed over like it's already stoner Christmas morning. Wake up, bro. I know it's a slow burn. Stay with it.
Oh, what do I do? What do I do? Well, is my porn stash not all in order?
All right, anyway, from the Rolling Greens of Augusta National last weekend to the rolled up greens of Afghan Kush this weekend, it is time to officially swap out the David Loggins ballad that you love for the Cypress Hill banger. I do hope the fellas from Cypress Hill post and join in like they always do when I do this. Merry Stoner Christmas, heads. Well, almost. Merry Stoner Christmas Eve, heads. Because tomorrow is your sacred high holiday, the day where you prepare for weeks and weeks to do the exact same thing you do every single day. Bake. Now, obviously, I am not coming in tomorrow to give you heads your shine. Nor is 420 jumping the weekend by any means. So let me take a moment to acknowledge you all right here, right now, like I do every single year, because this truly is a jungle. And in any jungle, there are a myriad of species that need to coexist on a daily basis. And in this jungle, there is a tribe with massive numbers who have always supported the program itself. I'm talking, of course, about Team Bake.
I was going to go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why,
man? Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Okay, then. Now, you know I'm not one of you. You know I'm not one of you. Pretty much never have been. Except for maybe a brief period in college as a freshman at UC Santa Barbara when I was experimenting. Never really been one of you. Don't really ever plan on being one of you. I'm not exactly aspiring to be Don Nelson. even though Nelly appears to be living his best life
Can
ever.
Can each of you talk briefly about what you've been doing after basketball? Coach, I know you live in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually. I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been.
And that's Don Nelson, like legendary basketball coach. What an amazing response. What have you been up to? Living in Hawaii, smoking pot. Don Nelson. But the thing is, and the reason I do this every single year at this time, Team Bake has always had my back. And that kind of loyalty will get you your segment once a year. And if you've got a problem with that, let me educate you on this. As Bob Dylan himself once famously crooned, the times, they are a-changing. And it's never been more prophetic than it is with the hippie lettuce. If you live in one of the 33 states where the dro is legalized in some form, then you know exactly what I'm speaking of. Because the green rush is officially on. You need more evidence? Here it is. When Joe Montana goes all grow Montana and he puts his name on a Bay Area dispensary, you best believe that your once underground drug is now mainstream. When Steven Jackson goes in hard on Daryl Strawberry for calling weed a gateway drug, you know that no one is in hiding anymore.
Man, Daryl Strawberry, you got to be stopped. Weed is a gateway drug. Bro, you a whole coke head out here. You skipped that whole class, dog. You ain't even try to roll you up nothing to see. You went straight to the boy, all right? Second, weed heads and cocaine, people do coke, we don't even hang around. We don't even want to be around each other. I don't even know what that feel like. I ain't never experienced that. So you are not the person to be talking about marijuana. You a whole coke head out here, bro. You a whole coke head out here. You losing your job because you want to snort coke. Man, ain't nobody listening to you, bro. Stop it.
Damn. That's not the first time I've heard that, but that is incredible. I mean, Daryl Strawberry, right? Daryl Strawberry speaks from experience. Daryl Strawberry has been to hell and back. Daryl Strawberry saw his entire career and near his life go up in flames, go up in drugs. And he's saying, look, I'm here to tell you, pot is a gateway drug. But Alvin, I'd like to hear that one more time. Steven Jackson is not having that at all. At all.
Man, Daryl Strawberry, you got to be stopped. Weed is a gateway drug. Bro, you a whole coke head out here. You skipped that whole class, dog. You ain't even try to roll you up nothing to see. You went straight to the boy, all right? Second, weed heads and cocaine, people do coke. We don't even hang around. We don't even want to be around each other. I don't even know what that feel like. I ain't never experienced that. So you are not the person to be talking about marijuana. You a whole coke head out here, bro.
Steven Jackson. Like, for instance, when Thomas in Bonanza called up to relive a bongathon gone wrong, then you know no one gives a damn about discretion these days.
It was tough. Nobody made it. As far as I know, there were several of us, and I don't think anybody made it to 44 bong hits. We were also required to drink a six-pack and six shots of whiskey in 6 hours and 18 minutes. I woke up in the barn on a pile of hay.
Hey, Thomas, man, you're a whole cokehead out here. Just kidding, Thomas. In 2019, Reefer Madness is like in the rear view now. I mean, you've got so many people sprinting to find a way to make some coin off a recession-proof commodity that has been nearly decriminalized everywhere. I mean, forget Grow Montana and Indica Mike Tyson and Sticky Icky Ricky Williams and the dozens of other athletes who are now slinging legalized Kron. There's more. Like, check out Carl's Jr., the fast food burger joint with 1,500 locations worldwide. Tomorrow on 420, Carl's Jr. is dropping a cheeseburger with CBD-infused sauce at a store in the Denver area. They're calling the meat sando the Rocky Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight.
Rocky Mountain High.
CBD-infused sauce on a Carl's Jr. burger. So no, CBD is not going to get you stoned, but it is a derivative of weed. And a drive-thru restaurant is hustling it tomorrow in Denver. And they're promoting it now on their Twitter feed. That's kind of where we are right now with the stoner culture. It's no longer just something to attribute to a burnout who follows fish around the country. It's legit business. Everybody's getting in, or a lot of people are. So tomorrow really is about the heads. The people who aren't making money off their favorite mistress, Mary Jane, but rather are spending money on their favorite mistress, Mary Jane. The people who've had to have a hard conversation with their neighborhood dealer once the local dispensary did pop up on the corner. The people who don't see weed as a business, but rather as a lifestyle. Tomorrow is their day. And tonight, they're prepping their glass-on-glass four-footers and making sure their parents' Netflix subscription is all paid up. Because half-baked and super troopers are not going to watch themselves.
Littering and smoking the reefer. Now, to teach you boys a lesson, Officer Rabbit and I are going to stand here while you three smoke the whole bag.
So, to Team Bake, once again I say, I am not you. I probably never will be you. But I salute you. Merry Stoner Christmas Eve. May tomorrow be just as lazy and uninspired as today and every day is for you. Enjoy the Funyuns and the Ben and Jerry's, because 420 only comes around once a calendar, even if you do celebrate it 365 days out of the year. Now, if you want to call me and lay out your plans for the big day, go ahead. I might even take a phone call or two. But you better be able to match Matt in California's entertainment value from 420-2017.
Woke up at, with no alarm clock. Didn't have one of those. Didn't need it. Had breakfast when I wanted it. Went right to the big, we might call it a stash, but it's a big bin of something that I like to do. And I pull that off the tree and I break it up in big handfuls, and then that's what I do. Right now, I am rifling through my kids' Easter basket. Both my kids.
That's incredible.
Just the good stuff, though. Just the, like, jelly beans and some caramel things.
Right, so how do you explain that? When they come home and they're looking for that Easter basket and there's nothing in it, they're like, Dad, did you get high and eat all my candy? What's your response going to be?
Rome, I do what any good Catholic man would do. I look them dead in the face and I lie. I say, I have no idea where your candy is, kids. And then I go to confession.
My man, Matt and Callie. All right, then. Happy Stoner Christmas Eve, heads. You've had my back to the point where I can have your back once a year. Anyway, 1-800-636-8686. Still ahead. Your phone calls on any topic at all. I can get some hockey in here before the weekend. I will definitely get Alvin's week that was in before the weekend. We're not done yet. If you want to double back, Kevin Durant, reminding everybody that he's Kevin Durant. He said as much afterwards. Y'all know I'm Kevin Durant, right? In case you forgot, he showed up that way. I have not talked about Ben Simmons and Jared Dudley. The blood feud that nobody knew they needed. That's coming up. Short timeout, and we will come right back. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Finish strong. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
This segment is sponsored by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Separate business from personal. Feel more professional in your customer interactions with the Grasshopper business phone solution. Better small business communication starts with Grasshopper. Try it for free at grasshopper.com. Rome, a CBD-infused burger sauce? Sounds good to me. Signed, people who dip their popcorn in Pepsi. TFP Will Eat tweets, War Irate Craig. Using broken snorkeling gear as a bong. You don't need to encourage him to call. Hey, Jim, thanks for the stoner love. Although you don't bake, us stoners do appreciate the love. Keep it up and remember, stoners win gold medals. Signed, Michael Phelps. Craig the Randall tweets, Steven Jackson rolling up on Daryl Strawberry is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. Unwar skipping that whole class. It's an all-timer. And I'm not here to roll up or crack on Straw. I like Straw. I've always liked Straw. I like Straw, and I like Steven Jackson. But it is unbelievable what Steven Jackson did to Straw.
Man, Daryl Strawberry, you got to be stopped. Weed is a gateway drug. Bro, you a whole cokehead out here. You skipped that whole class, dog. You ain't even try to roll you up nothing to see. You went straight to the boy, all right? Second, weed heads and cocaine, people do coke. We don't even hang around. We don't even want to be around each other. I don't even know what that feel like. I ain't never experienced that. So you are not the person to be talking about marijuana. You a whole cokehead out here, bro. You a whole cokehead out here. You losing your job because you want to snort coke. Man, ain't nobody listening to you, bro. Stop it.
I mean, God, dude, that is harsh. Every time I hear that, I'm more amazed by that, and I've heard it like four times this hour. You're a whole cokehead out here. You lost your job snorting coke. He goes, people who smoke weed and do coke do not hang out together. You know, like Straw's point is it's a gateway drug. If you start with weed, you will get to the hard stuff. And Steven Jackson's saying, man, I've never even been near anybody who snorts coke. What are you talking about? You're a whole cokehead out here.
You're a whole cokehead out here.
What do you, I mean, he's like absolutely incredulous. Like, that's a reason to go to Steven Jackson. That is an amazing soundbite.
Stop it.
At Mike D for three tweets, smoking weed every day is great. Signed, thinking you don't smell like a skunk and trying to cover it up with Abercrombie and Fitch cologne. All right, then. That should cover 420. I mentioned that there was a former Smackoff winner on hold. Dan in Denver said, if it's silk, it doesn't count. I said, I'm not saying it is, and I'm not saying it's not, but if it is, it does count. Let's find out who it is. We go to Huntington Beach, Silk Bra. Yo, Silk, what's up?
What's up, brah?
What's going on at the beach?
It's a little overcast right now, waiting for it to burn through, brah, but it's my first day of spring break, so everything is good. Now, I'd like to address this whole done in Denver FTN thing. So back in the day, people would call up the show and say, hey, Rome, I just heard insert name on insert station, say insert whatever thing about you, and you would always say, you know what, I talk sports, I interview athletes, they talk about me, and I kind of subscribe to that philosophy. You know, I educate the youth, bruh. I surf. I drink the finest wines. I eat the finest cheeses and charcuteries. And they talk about me. I'd rather guys like Dunn in Denver just say thank you. Thanks, Silk. Thanks for doing all the hard work. Guys like Dunn and his ilk, they're like a gravy-trained Peloton drafting off of all my hard work, bruh. That's all I'm going to say about that. This whole laughter I hear, like it's like a laugh track in my head. It's all coming from Costa Mesa and Charger headquarters. Raider fan, how is it? I mean, I get it. You had some Super Bowls. I think they were back in the 80s. I'm not sure. How does this feel for you? This is awful. Tom Telesco and Anthony Lynn are doubled over right now. I can see the 949 from my balcony right here. They're laughing at you. I can't wait for draft day. And let me harp on my beloved Lakers, bruh. It's been 6 years of basketball's changed. Every Laker fan loves Jeannie Buss, but Jeannie Buss has to realize it's over. The old way of doing basketball is done. That means you can't draft the same way. You have to do what the Clippers, I can't believe I'm saying this. You got to do what the Clippers did. Do a top to bottom new approach to the whole infrastructure of your team and set up a whole system. And please get rid of Pelinka, and I will drive to John Wayne Airport right now and pull the spark plug wires on Kobe's helicopter. Do not hire Kobe to do anything. I love him, but keep him in Newport. Bro, I got a hot preview for you on Stoner's Eve. the Nooch, the world famous Nooch from the South, is coming to SoCal next weekend. He's going to be in Laguna. Jen Silk and I are going to throw down at the rooftop at the Hotel Del Camino, brah. You know where it's at, Laguna Beach. I think there's going to be a clone stock. It's going to be hot, brah. I'll be previewing that even some more this week. Alvy, let's do this. Brah. 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 Come on.
Come on.
Brah. 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 Later, brah.
Brah. Good job, Silk. That's a good phone call. Rack the call. I liked everything about that call. I agreed with everything about that call. Nooch is coming to Laguna Beach. And Silk Brah leaving Huntington Beach to step up to Laguna Beach.
Brah.
Brah. Brah. Brah. I'm not cracking on HB. I like HB. HB's kind of gritty. HB is a little rougher around the edges. I like it. You notice how I'm being careful how I say this. It's gritty. It's got character. It's got a little bit of edge. Make a wrong turn, you'll get the hands. Laguna, though, is different, man. Laguna is nice. Laguna is very artsy, very eclectic. In other words, Silk, you'll be out of place there. But not nearly as out of place as Nooch will be. At Hitman Canadian, I always enjoy getting Pacific Ocean updates from Silk. Probably, bro. You ever been near the ocean? Do you even know what the ocean looks like? Have you ever been in the ocean? And get off this guy's back. Why are you all here to hate? That guy made the show better. That was far and away the best call I got today. And probably the best call I've gotten in the last few days. That might have been the best call of the week. And maybe that says more about my audience. Check that. Maybe that says more about you as callers. But why are you killing the guy that made the good call? In other words, do better, losers. Do better. Because from what I can see and from where I'm sitting, none of you have this week. Do better, losers. Instead of wasting my time and your own time coming in to kill a guy who got racked, do better. My opinion matters most of all. And my opinion is that's a good phone call. What's up, Adam?
Hey.
Hey, oh, he called me Adam. Oh, that means he likes me. No, that's not what that means, Hawk. It's Sean Hester, ESQ. What Silk, the teacher, meant to say is the first day of one of my 6 paid vacations. Hey, Sean, going after teachers is never a good idea. Going after teachers is never a good idea. And if you really are an Esquire / lawyer, wouldn't you know that? Hey, Sean, if you're going to start to tweet about the military and how much time they get off, I would discourage that. Going after teachers, that's the hill you want to die on. Police, firemen, and first responders don't want any of that, Shawnee. Come on, brah.
Brah.
Going after a teacher, somebody who's underpaid, overworked, and raising your kid for you. Great idea, Sean. Keep doing your thing, Silk. Keep doing you, Silk. You earn that time in Laguna Beach, Silk. Go get some.
Bruh.
Enjoy your first day off. Enjoy your first day of spring break, Silk. Appreciate you. Appreciate the work you do, too. All right, when we come back, you've all been waiting. You all will get it. Alvin's legendary and iconic week that was the ATP. If you don't want to hear that phone call again, you better step up and rip the huge call because there's a good chance you'll hear that phone call again.
Brah.
Brah. Come on. Come,
come on.
On. Come on.
Come on.
Brah.
Brah.
To quote Silk, Alvy, let's do this. Brah.
Brah.
Brah. Brah.
Brah.
Brah.
Brah.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Brah.
Come on.
Come on.
Got to get up out of here. Come on.
Come
brah.
On.
Brah.
Coney Island. Come on.
Come on.
Time now for a sports update. Here it is. ATP Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So the ATP is from Brent in PC. Jim O's. Do the boys behind the glass still make a taco run on Fridays? And does Big Head James still crush the most? All right, so again, I don't really know. Hey, Adam, pick it up. I'm not a part of that run, not because I think that I'm better, but it just doesn't set up that way. Adam, do the boys behind the glass still make a taco run on Fridays? And does Big Head James still crush the most?
First part, no, we don't. The rest of us get on the road. James Kelly will hang out probably the latest, take care of his digital stuff. Then he hits a Del Taco. His order is 6 tacos, a cheeseburger, fries, and a Big Coke.
Right, so you're talking junk, or does he really do that?
That's his order. He's a 6 taco guy minimum. If he's feeling it, throw the cheeseburger and fries in there. Definitely the Big Coke.
6 hard shell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's nodding along.
And a cheeseburger.
And a cheeseburger.
And a Coke.
Yeah.
On the way home.
Yeah, one time
what's,
I hit...
What's homeboy do for dinner? I mean, he's got a family. What's he do with the wife and the kids?
Probably Chipotle.
Chipotle? Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one time I did hit that Del Taco on the way home. And
6 tacos and a cheeseburger. Doesn't homeboy hit McDonald's for breakfast on that same morning?
Every Friday morning he brings in a couple Mac muffins. Yes.
For you guys or for himself?
For himself. For himself.
Good looking out, big head.
Yeah, I caught him in the rearview mirror once at Del Taco ordering those 6 tacos. It was glorious. I just looked back
was there
and there
a cheeseburger, though, also?
I couldn't hear. I just heard, I'll have 6 hard shells, please.
Why am I talking to you about this and not the big head himself who's like 4 feet from you?
I don't know.
Omaha! Good point. All right, that answers your question. So apparently, no and yes. No, the fellas don't do that, but yes, big head still does that. Why does he do that? The same reason anybody does anything, because he can. We can't. None of us can do that, but the big head can. It all goes to his head.
Cut that meat.
He's the skinniest guy on staff. Biggest head on staff. Skinniest guy on staff. And that's 6 hard shell tacos and a cheeseburger. As a snack. I mean, he gets out of here like 2 p.m. Pacific. So that means he's in the drive-thru by 2:30. That means he's home. And like, bro, I know he's got like a Heineken, too, that he mixes in there somewhere on a Friday. What about the chocolate shake? Alvy, you ready? That's your ATP. Let's get to the most important thing of the week. Alvy's legendary and iconic week that was.
Oh. You say you saw that coming. Here, listen to this. Oh.
Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you have a great day. You know, for a lot of you honks, Tiger Nation, your life is back. Everything's good. And I will get to all of you a little bit later on. I want to start with the guy who it's really about, though. The cat did it. Tiger Woods won the Masters.
Yeah! Here it is.
The return to glory.
One player after another had a look, took their run, and fell apart. Tiger simply kept on making shots and chewing gum. He can no longer outdrive these dudes, but he can't outthink them, and he did. That was big. Terry Stotts. Terry, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. We can talk about the Masters if you want. It was incredible. I couldn't have been happier for him. It was a great sports moment.
Going forward, bros, bags, honks, fanboys, Chael, Tyler, Hawk.
It's number one in my life. Absolutely. Better than the wedding, better than the kids being born.
Don't wreck it. Enjoy it, but don't wreck it. Robert Lucetich is my guest.
I did not think Tiger Woods, especially a couple of years ago, was really ever going to play golf again in any meaningful way. I don't know that there is a parallel in sport that matches what we've seen. Hefty.
Obviously, we're not going to have any side action today because I'd probably see like 0.06% if I did win.
Ryan Hollins.
I remember one time I was playing against the Heat. I kind of chucked LeBron. I got him with a good shot. James Jones tagged me in my back. Mike Miller clotheslined me. I was going for a rebound. Donis Hazard pulled me out the air. We're not allowed to touch LeBron James.
We got a deal.
Got a deal, Seattle. He just pushed out that video from his bed.
Go Hawks.
Me and my lady got a deal, but that's none of your business.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. War Lady Hawks.
War Lady.
Bro, I just hope you're on a Casper mattress.
Email.
Hey, Rome, I'd rather see the Bob Kraft video 500 times than have to watch that Russ Wilson video ever again. My God.
Hey, John, I'm all about hyperbole. I'm all about exaggerating something to make a point, but no, you wouldn't. You would not rather see a 78-year-old with his junk exposed on video 500 times. You're a liar, John.
You're a liar.
Mick Cronin.
Great to be back in the jungle, Romy.
My man, you are the coach of UCLA. So being the head coach.
I loved SoCal.
You meant it too, Mick.
You thought I was bluffing, didn't you?
No, I didn't. So if you guessed Dirty Honey and then it came from Joey Vendetta, you win.
Signed, Dexter.
What's up, Joe?
Cheese whiz.
How you living, kid?
I like a good saucer.
Steven Stamkos is a leader of bums. Andre Vasilevsky is terrible.
The worst
of all time. The future is the Lightning bringing a
huge
dump of Derek fans back to Tampa. I'm done making hockey predictions. Because all you want is more. Let me tell you something.
Leave the Panthers alone!
They're paying you to be Fitzmagic, not to magically make entire birthday cakes disappear every weekend.
Have another cake.
Email.
Fitzpatrick is clearly going the distance this year. He's going for feed.
This phone call that I'm making right now, Justin, this is as good as it was ever going to get for you on this show. You got it?
If she really was smoking, then why was he stroking to take out of the sweatpants the sack?
That's uglier than a Robert Kraft video release.
They had to cut open on each side of my left leg, wide open, played me like a fish.
Ernie Johnson is my guest. Are you on the World Wide Web?
We all knew about that dial-up sound anytime you connected to the internet, all that crazy noise, and you were waiting for it to end because then you were connected to the internet. We're really old.
Lincoln Riley, my guest. So what would you say to a team that might wonder if Kyler is all in on football?
The kid is all in on football. His baseball days are over. He's going to be an NFL quarterback, and he's going to be a damn good one.
Twitter.
Did your parents bag up lean protein and make you take that to birthday parties when all the other kids were eating cake? Were you powerlifting and doing clean and jerks at the age of 6 months? Tyler Glasnow is my guest. Pick up chess? Are there local run?
I've only really played New York, and that's always there's like Central Park you can go play. There's always people there, and they'll be like, all right, give me $5 and I'll give you like a little lesson. It's definitely a hustle.
You know it's out there. You're in the water. You can see the fin above the water in the distance. You're frantically trying to get the hell out of the water. You're swimming as fast as you can. Closer, closer. You can see it. It's Kraft's junk. Brian Burns.
I'll eat something that I made, spaghetti or steak and potatoes. 11, 12, I have about 2 or 3 peanut butter jelly sandwiches. Now we're normal day for
us. Yeah, I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am.
I'm not going to get caught up with Beverly. I'm part of a team. All he really had to say was, freaking Kevin Durant.
You know who the hell I am.
You don't know who I am.
Oh, that's Larry Brown's guy, right?
They're going to have the greatest draft cam ever. It'll be Chunk and Mayock just chilling. Check out these nachos. Hey, check this out, Mikey. We got a chocolate fountain.
Tough times don't last. Tough people do.
Come on.
I educate the youth, bro.
Happy Stoner Christmas Eve, heads.
Cokehead out here.
Where does it all stand in Cleveland?
Well, what they're
I'm Jerry Jones.
It's a BlackBerry moment for me, buddy.
Fishing with Dynamite.
The Angry Walter.
Hey, I appreciate you for having me. Thanks.
Thursday, Sunday.
Stop it.
I got no crank stories for you.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
See y'all in the morning.
Are we good?
Good night now!
Oh, we're good. We're really good. In fact, you're amazing. Alvin, that was awesome. Alvin DeLauro with The Week That Was. We do that every single Friday. Look for that. It's iconic. It's legendary. It is amazing. It's Alvin DeLauro's
Ionic
Week That Was. All right, I've got time to bang a couple of telephone calls. Let's go to Los Angeles. Fabian, you know? What's up, Fabian?
Romy, how you doing, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
Man, I'm fine as wine, homie. Look it. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm a mess, right? So I got all kinds of stuff, you know, but being 419, homie, out there clones, hey, this one, hey, my man Mike in San Diego, right? That was my other half right there, boom. And it was crazy because he was a San Francisco Giants fan, and I'm a Dodger fan. But, you know, just because of the tree, right, we got along quite fine, right? And, you know, I don't know. I'll change it. Hey, God bless you, Mike in San Diego. You know? Hey, Romy, yeah, that's pretty crazy that, you know what? Right now, because you were talking about Kelly, what's his name? The guy that works with you with a big old head or something. Dude, I used to have a pal back in the day, you know, and we used to call him Bonk because he was almost as big-headed as homeboy. And or also we used to call him head of the class. It used to be like a program on TV or something, you know, like a show or something. The head of the class. So that's Kelly right there, dude. Anyways, dude, I'm taking up your time. I just wanted to call to let you guys all know that, hey, I'm Bake Nation all day long, homie. And, you know, I mean, not because of that, I've had your back. It's just you are, how could I explain who you are? You are just like, you are gifted. You're a gifted individual, and you bring all of us together, bro. And I apologize for breaking people's hands over there, but I'm kind of like surprised that no one really paid attention that I was tipping kind of heavy on that side, dude. Two beers were like $12, and I would pay with a 20, and I would tell the waitress, everyone have a good time. I'm taking all your time. I don't know. I'm lost. I'm all over the place.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Fabian, my man, Fabian. All right, so you know and the audience knows why I had to break you off. You went with a GD Blast. Can't do that. Okay? I had to run you because you went with a GD Blast.
But you know what?
Okay? Otherwise, that was a pretty entertaining call. Breaking hands. Talking about Mike from San Diego. Mike from San Diego was a legend. Alvy, do you have any of that? He said that Mike and I should not have had anything in common, but we did. Tree. So that's how it brought me, a Dodger fan, and him, a Giant fan, together.
The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. Jimmy, I just want to chime in on the...
The Giants winning the pennant.
Yeah, they won the pennant, Jim.
Yeah, they did. He was great. Mike in San Diego was a legend on the program. Great, great call. Caller. A beloved caller on the program. Much like Fabian. A beloved caller on the program. Fabian's like, come on, man. Give me credit. I was tipping them out. Huge call sponsored by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Separate business from personal. Feel more professional in your customer interactions with the Grasshopper Business Phone Solution. Better small business communication starts with Grasshopper. Try it for free at grasshopper.com. Thomas Davis, LA Charger. Ryan Watson, formerly an Air Force linebacker. Latavius Murray, New Orleans Saints running back. XR4TI crew, you clones, everybody involved. Thank you very much. Have an amazing weekend, and I will check you on Monday. We're out.